WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. It's cooled down a little bit since we started the show. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The current makeup of the Bryan City Council showed no interest in changing the current philosophy in code enforcement.
When I was here last time, I left this podium with the direction given to me was an emphasis placed on proactive enforcement, and we are trying our best to make sure we achieve that direction.
Mark Jurica fielded numerous questions in his first council update in 3 years.
We're not heartless. We will start new with every grass case at the turn of the calendar year. So if I sent you a notice in November, I'm not carrying that forward. I will start over as the beginning of grass season starts, because what's out of sight is out of mind. We all had Christmas. We all went through the fall. We're going through the spring. But we will start this process here very soon.
Jurica says once initial notifications are issued, they will be prepared to take action in May and June when they receive citizen complaints or staff makes observations. The College Station City Council is considering a staff idea giving developers an opportunity to pay less for recently imposed impact fees.
We've looked at what the law allows, what do other cities do, and we have come up with what we think is a draft policy that would not only be fair to the developers, but also not just completely undermine the whole purpose of impact fees. We're trying to strike a good balance between those two.
The proposal presented by Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman was supported at the last council meeting. Final action will follow meetings with developers and possibly the public to credit developers when they build water and wastewater lines and streets. The director of Texas A&M's Student Counseling Center told the Faculty Senate that they are among schools nationwide working to address the myth that it takes too long for students to be seen. Dr. Mary Ann Covey says the myth is 6 weeks, but this semester, the average waiting time has been 9 business days.
Why this impacts, I think, the perception of the counseling center is because everybody wants something yesterday, and then they want us to fix it in 10 minutes.
Covey says instead of therapy, they are teaching students skills.
So when we say something like, you know, you might want to use your phone maybe for a calendar, they look at me like I'm crazy. Okay, well, what do you mean? Like for time management, like maybe you could schedule study time. I know that's kind of crazy. And they'll just look like, I didn't even know that was on my phone.
Covey says the center has had student groups this semester learning how to be resilient and how to handle failure. A North Zulch woman is in the Brazos County Jail for the 11th time in 17 years. 37-year-old Jennifer Westbrook was arrested by College Station police for forging and cashing 4 checks belonging to her former employer, totaling almost $3,300. According to the CSPD arrest report, after Westbrook was fired, her former employer did an audit and discovered 10 forged checks. In addition to the new charges, Westbrook is also being held on a charge of violating parole. According to online court records, she still owes almost $7,700 in restitution, attorney fees, and court costs following her guilty plea 5 years ago to using someone else's credit card. WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. More news at 8:30. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:09. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference.
Lots of cloudiness today. It'll be breezy and warm with highs around 80. We could see an isolated shower today. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild overnight. Lows are going to fall back to about 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop tomorrow. Breezy with a high of 75 to 80. Partial clearing, windy, and much cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. All right, eating the wrong foods right before heading off to your workout can drag you down. And they're probably things that you'd love to eat almost any other time, but it's when it's right there before your workout, then you'd best not do it.
Not a good idea.
Here we go. The problem is that they sit heavy in your stomach.
Okay.
Okay, so as you're working out, that's not good.
It's not good, yeah.
Before the workout, fatty or fried foods,
mm-hmm.
foods that are high in fiber, including vegetables.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Carbonated drinks.
Oh, bubbly stomach. Not good.
And spicy food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the ideal snack before the workout, a banana.
Oh, okay, yep. Gives
about
you a little
20
energy.
Minutes, yep, mm-hmm. 20 minutes before you get there is light, complex carbohydrate, and will sustain your blood sugar levels over a long period of time. The ideal food after the workout is a protein bar.
Yep, or just protein in general.
Yeah, lean mm-hmm. meats.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Do some veggies, stuff like that.
Yep, protein shake, yep. protein bar.
Or you can maybe do those.
Just be careful. Some of those protein bars, they are chocked full of weird stuff.
Sure, like?
Like fake protein.
Oh. Well,
no,
you
know, I don't know, just a bunch of different chemicals and preservatives and
yeah.
stuff. There are some really good ones out on the market that may be a little bit pricier, but they've got much better ingredients.
Yeah. Or you get that Quaker Oats bar that has chocolate chips.
Ooh,
in it.
Yeah. That's my favorite protein bars, the ones chocked full of candy.
It's what you want.
Yep.
I mean, it tastes good. After all, you've been working out, so you deserve it.
And remember, a beer is okay too after a workout.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about a beer, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yes, let's.
Love that segue, right?
I do. I have a beer study.
Ooh, okay.
Because, after all,
well, you know, Chili Fest is coming up, so.
It is coming up.
People want to know about this beer study.
They do need to have beer facts. Actually, I was in the Grocerotorium the other day, and they had stuck on the cooler
uh-huh.
window facts, FAQs for Chili Fest.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Which I'm thinking is probably a pretty good thing to do.
Right.
I mean, because there could be people who are sadly disappointed before they get there, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
Because you do. It's always fun to just drive out there and see the people who didn't quite make it to Chili Fest. It just almost got
Oh, I thought
there.
You
almost.
Meant they'd be disappointed and that they didn't get any chili.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that's
There's
it.
Chili at Chili
there,
Fest?
There is
really?
Chili,
yeah.
apparently, somewhere.
So anyway,
never found it, but.
New survey looked into our drunken beer arguments.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And found that the best ones happen on Friday nights at approximately 7:52. No,
what?
Early.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, you're not even out of dinner yet.
Right, 7:52 after 3.3 drinks when you're drinking either beer or wine or cocktails.
That's when we argue?
And, you know,
I see a lot more fights late night than I do at 7:52.
I was about to say, for us, it's 7:52 a.m.
This is from the Daily Mirror in England. Okay.
Okay.
But part of the deal, I mean,
I guess it really depends on when you start drinking.
That's my point. Folks my age now understand that you could actually go out on a Friday night and you might be able to have an adult beverage somewhere and safely be home before the youngsters get out
true,
there.
True, true.
Because, I mean, they don't
back
start
in college,
rolling until
oh,
about 9:30
yeah.
or 10.
If, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. There were 11 o'clock. Oh, I guess we should head out.
Exactly.
And now it's like, if I don't get out of my house before 8,
yep.
it's not happening.
Not going to happen. Exactly.
I always felt like 10 o'clock was good. If you were going to close it down,
okay.
4 hours is more than
sure.
enough time.
Should be. But, you know, and that's, again, why the old folks can still go out. You can have your evening out and then get back before the youngs go out there.
Run!
All right, so here you go. These are the things that you are most likely to talk about. Not necessarily fight about,
okay.
but talk
okay.
about, okay? Number 10 is sports.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Okay.
Interesting. Number 9 is jokes. Number 8, music, movies, the news, gossip. Here are your top 4: funny stories, TV shows,
Rando stuff, which, miscellaneous,
that's
anything
it.
else.
And number 1 is old memories.
Okay.
That's what you're fighting over?
Well, no. I think just conversation.
Oh, just conversation.
Okay. Politics is not on there anywhere?
It's not on there, which I find interesting. I find it, well, and it all depends. And I went to an establishment that is politically centric.
Oh, you tried the elephant?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's one of my fave spots.
It's kind of fun because, I mean, they have political posters in there.
Oh,
and
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the slogan of the bar is like your politics, love your bar.
Yeah. And, and the deal that's fun is that, yes, they have sports on, but that day they had Fox on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went in for a lunch there. Yeah.
Most of the times I go, you know, one TV may be on Fox, but everything else is usually sports. And I don't think I've ever once talked about politics in there.
No,
is kind of a fun little theme that they have.
With the name being Elephant, does that mean that they are Republican
I don't think so. I'm not sure. Don't know the now.
And just to clarify, it's actually called the Angry Elephant.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant.
It started in San Antonio.
Yes. They have two locations in San Antonio.
And So I don't know. I got a chance to talk to one of the principals, but I didn't ask him about the name. But the other thing is that the music's not blaring loud.
Nope. And you can pick your own. Their little jukebox over
there.
Oh, they
got a little. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was kind of fun and different. But nonetheless, and again, it's not in Northgate. You know,
if you don't want to go down
there and feel old, this is an opportunity for you to be around people who you're closer to.
Yep.
Authorities in Orlando asking for the community's help in identifying the person who stole more than $150 out of a beer refrigerator.
Oh.
The person seen on surveillance footage, that means they'll find you eventually, entered the victim's backyard, walked onto his porch where his beer fridge was, and took the beer out. The very idea. Well, of course, that's a good place to find beer would be in a beer fridge.
The beer fridge.
California man pulled out a BB gun, shot up a restaurant. A BB gun shot up a restaurant after they refused to sell him curly fries.
I'd be upset, too. Curly fries are big.
They don't have curly fries on the menu.
Well, you order them in. Yeah.
So now, being a member of the royal family requires a lot more than wearing tiaras and smiling to the crowds and waving funny. The British tabloid The London Sun reports that Meghan and her future groom Harry will have to follow very strict protocol at the upcoming wedding.
Mm.
They cannot take a single bite of food after Queen Elizabeth has finished her meal.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
whoa,
forget that.
It down.
But there's more. The clan is also discouraged from eating rare meat, shellfish, or drinking tap water.
Oh.
Yes, because...
Like at the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they drink tap water.
Exactly, like all the time.
When was the last time they drank tap water?
Which means all of that stuff will be there.
It will, I'm sure.
They're just encouraged not to consume it.
See how that works.
Just go over and stick
my head in. She's old. She probably doesn't eat a whole lot anymore.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, what if she takes two little nibbles and then it's like, I'm done.
If she'll just hold her fork, then that'll be okay.
Okay.
She can chit-chat and hold her fork.
Hold it, Grandma.
That's right. Let's get somebody to yell that down the table.
Don't put it down,
Chelsea. That may be the reason you haven't gotten your
invite. Dang it!
Then you're going to harass the queen.
Chelsea's over there, also like guzzling
trying to get it all in.
All right, so maybe this is why it's so hard to make new friends as an adult, because you don't have time.
No new friends.
According to a study at the University of Kansas, it takes an average of 50 hours of hanging out to become casual friends.
Wow.
50 hours?
50 hours. It is. And it takes 90 hours to become real friends.
Hmm.
And then close friends is 200 hours together.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have time
Zach,
for that.
We'll never be friends.
No, never.
It doesn't apply to young kids. You know, when they're five, then everybody's a friend after 10 minutes, right? And because they don't talk about all those things we mentioned a little while ago, like old memories and sports and things like that.
I mean, depending on how many drinks I've had, everybody's my friend.
Well, that too. Okay. The study also found that working together really doesn't count.
Completely true.
Can't. You can become friends with a coworker after you've worked together for a while, but it takes longer. I mean, because look. We find out anything we need to know about each other here.
True.
It's really okay.
True.
And what
it's
constitutes
really
a while?
I don't know. I'm not sure what a while would
90
be.
90 hours.
Well, and that's it. Yeah. And see, and that's the thing is.
And then do you have to have like outside hangout time? Like out of work?
Very,
you know what I mean?
Very well could be. Because
That's different than when, like hanging out in each other's cubicle.
Exactly. Now, when the first real television job I had, the television station was out in the middle of the country. And so we actually had to bring our dinners.
Oh, okay.
Normally, back in the day, between 6 and 10, you could go home.
Yeah.
But, you know, we couldn't. And so we stayed there. And so, but that's how we got to know the crew, too, and that kind of stuff. And so that was better. But, you know, in most cases, in that work environment, you know, you were in the set and you were together and that was about it.
And some people just truly believe you should keep, or they prefer to keep work and personal life separate.
Sure, exactly.
So you can have work friends, but never actually hang out with them outside of the office.
Don't because ever you just hate them.
Right.
Well, and don't ever go, see, that's what happens is, you know, when you have the company party, well, then, then you start working, talking about work. Now, I didn't come to the party to talk about work, okay? Can we talk about other things?
Well, the problem is if you do have an issue in your friendship outside of the office, then it makes things awkward.
Yeah, that's also true.
That's like dating within the office.
Yeah, but even friendships, they can go south.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Researchers also made an online tool that can rate how strong your friendships are, answer a few questions about somebody that you have met in the last 6 months, and it predicts how close you two actually are.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll see if we can find a link to that so that we could put it on our website and then you could figure out how close or not you are to all these people who you're working with. So
who you think you're friends with.
Yeah, I know. Hey, this is kind of a downer, but it does probably need to be mentioned.
Okay.
Fentanyl, that's the synthetic opioid.
Yeah.
That is...
It's like a tranquilizer,
these numbers are just frightening when it comes to overdose. WebMD says the opioid overdose deaths increased 21%. We're talking overdose deaths, not just overdose.
Right,
people
who
died from this went up 21% in 2016. Last year, it had gone up 11% from the year before. So basically, you could say 11% and 21%, probably close to a 30% increase in 2 years. Again, these are people who have died. Drug overdoses killed nearly 64,000 U.S. Americans in 2016. Two-thirds of those deaths involved a prescription or illicit opioid. That's the reason you're seeing the changes. And it, again, had been a bigger problem in the Northeast. They've been talking about this, actually.
Yeah, for a while.
For a while, and they have done that. And that's why they have made so many changes. We didn't do the story last week, but they have centered on dentists.
Oh, yes.
Because
I think I must have heard it on a different program.
Probably did.
Yeah.
Probably did. And that's not what you'd first think. First, you'd think your GP or something like that would be where that would be. But quite often, the introduction to this is the painkillers that you take prior to some sort of a procedure.
Well, think about how common, you know, getting your wisdom teeth taken out is, or just any kind of dental procedure where they have to put you, you know, under or at least numb you and then give you some kind of painkiller afterwards. And dentists probably, oh, yeah, just get some hydrocodone. There you go.
Yeah, give me the goofy juice, doc.
You're ready to go. Yep. All right. So coming up in the next half hour, office refrigerator etiquette.
Ooh.
Office refrigerator
etiquette.
We need
to make sure all of our coworkers tune into the show.
We could just,
Or I might be breaking some of these.
Well, here's the deal. Is what we'll do is we'll post it and go, for those of you who've never heard our show, and then you can
see the name, Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, April the 2nd, 1995, the guy that wrote the Little Red Book passed. Legendary golf instructor Harvey Pinnick died in Austin at the age of 90. Pinnick was the golf coach at the University of Texas from 1931 to 1963, coaching the Longhorns to 21 Southwest Conference championships in 33 years. Pinnick taught World Golf Hall of Famer Tom Kite, Ben Crenshaw, and notably Davis Love Jr. In the 1930s, Pinnick began recording his observations about the game in a red notebook. Though it was intended strictly as a teaching aid, he decided to turn it into a book. The result was Harvey Pinnock's Little Red Book, released in 1992. The all-time best-selling sports book that remained on the New York Times bestseller list for 54 weeks. He was inducted into both the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, was the PGA's first National Teacher of the Year, and received a posthumous resolution in the Texas House of Representatives. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History. Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2018 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 7th at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature a science circus at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronauts Greg Chamatoff and Bonnie Dunbar. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about unlocking the mysteries of the dark universe by author Dr. Rocky Kolb. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Tay Lee and Mitch Siegert. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio with April Plemons of Long Way Home. April, I know this past month you guys had your Stuff the Shed.
Yes.
Which was a really, really cool deal. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
And, as far as your takeaway from it this year.
Yeah, this is our third annual Stuff the Shed. And the first 2 years, it was through the roof, crazy fantastic. And we kept thinking, well, there's no way we could end up doing this 3 years in a row. And Holy moly, the community came forward. We were able to stuff our shed. What that means is we're stocking all of our foster supplies because We're a foster-based program. So now we've got all the puppy pads and food and really all the cleaning supplies and everything that we need for the next 12 months. And so we push really hard in the month of March and get all of those supplies stocked up. And the community really stepped up this year. And so we're good for the next 12 months.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Yeah. That is awesome. The Stuff the Shed. I know you guys do that. As you said, this is the third year that you've done it. And that's always a great thing in the community coming up big. And I know you guys have events going all throughout the year. You have one coming up as well.
We do. On April 12th, we've got an event called Second Chance Prom. And it's going to be 80s and 90s themed. So you're going to dress up and bring your dogs. It's going to be really cool. And we've got celebrity judges. And so all of that information is on our website. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, Chelsea's actually going to be a celebrity judge there.
Yeah, so we're really excited. And people will be able to bring their pets, and it's going to be super cheesy, and it's going to be great.
If you want to check out more about that event, of course, you can go to longwayhomeadoptables.org and check more out. And as far as just kind of on the forefront, you've got that coming up. Anything else?
Yeah, so we're trying to plan more events out in the public to where you can come and meet us and meet our animals. You know, we kind of exist. We get so much into our social media stuff because that's kind of the way the world works. You know, everybody's online. But we want to make sure that we don't forget that we are humans and we are people, and we do this because we love what we do. And so we want to have more opportunities out in the public where you can actually come meet us and say hi and say, hey, what is this fostering program about? So we have a lot of those things coming up throughout the summer, which will be here any moment.
So you guys always doing great things, and I'm glad to hear that y'all had a great last month, and this event that you got coming up this month will be awesome too.
It's going to be great.
April.
Thank you.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. As many as 5 million customers of department store chain Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor are their latest victims of a data breach. The chain's parent company, Hudson's Bay, announced the hack of its store payment systems on Sunday. Welcome to the first trading day of April 2018. The Stock Traders Almanac says April is historically the single best month of the year for the Dow, based on average monthly performance tracked back to 1950, gaining an average of just under 2%. Market analysts suspect Tesla has been struggling to meet its goal of delivering 2,500 Model 3s per week by the end of March. We get a delivery report from Tesla sometime this week. Quarterly earnings on tap this week include Dave & Buster's Entertainment, CarMax, Homebuilder Lennar, and Monsanto. The Institute for Supply Management will release its U.S. manufacturing report for March this morning. Futures pointing to an opening lower after stocks closed higher Thursday. Wall Street closed out the holiday shortened week with the Dow up 1.3%. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom. Oh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 8:30 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council's first update on code enforcement activities in 3 years included trading opinions about whether to give property owners more time to keep grass mowed and resolve other nuisances. During the council's last meeting, Prentice Madison called on giving elderly property owners more warnings before the city takes action that many cannot afford.
If you sent out a notification and they took care within the 7 or 10 days that they need to take care of, and then a month or two down the road and it slips an elderly person's mind, you can send someone out and mow it, have it mowed, and now they have this $100 administration fee plus the mow fee. I'm saying that's putting them in a predicament that's unaffordable.
Ben Hardiman acknowledged the city taking action and placing lines will create a hardship for some.
But lack of the ordinance and lack of enforcing the ordinance will also create a hardship and undesirable city for the people living in the neighborhood next to the property that is not maintained, or next to the junk vehicle that action is not taken upon.
The council was told additional warnings would add more staff time and cost to the process of eliminating problems. The College Station City Council is considering action to reduce the amount of money received from newly created impact fees.
The developers are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, on your impact fee list, you said you have to build this water line, but in my project, I'm going to be building part of that water line. Shouldn't you give me a credit for, you know, this project that I'm working on that's on your impact fee list? And that's a legitimate question. The same question comes up with roadways.
Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman was part of a staff presentation at the last council meeting asking if developers should be credited for adding infrastructure at their cost. The council will resume discussion after staff gets feedback from the development community in a possible public meeting. The guest speaker at the last Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting is in her third month as director of the university's student counseling services. However, Dr. Marianne Covey has been there since 1988, and the purpose of her visit was to respond to the myth that it takes 6 weeks for students to be seen.
There is not a six-week wait. This semester, the longest anyone had to wait was 9 business days.
Covey says the myth that is not only at the university but nationwide is that everybody wants something yesterday and they want it fixed in 10 minutes.
The presenting problem when I started in 1992 that students came to the counseling center was for romantic relationships. That was the number one reason, and it stuck. It stuck for about 15 years, okay? Then it switched to depression. So in the early 2000s, it went to depression for about 3 or 4 years. Then in the last 5, it has been hands down anxiety. And anxiety just skyrocketed.
She says some students are considering suicide as a coping mechanism for feeling uncomfortable. She tells students it's fine to be uncomfortable. 3 College Station men who were out on bond from their arrest 6 weeks ago on charges of a vehicle burglary are in jail again. According to the Bryan Police report, the trio admitted to entering an unlocked home on March 13th and took 2 rifles, an Xbox, a television, a laptop, and an iPad while the victim was taking a shower. One of the suspects had been at the victim's house to buy marijuana. The guns were seized by College Station Police, and most of the electronic items were sold at local pawn shops. One of the suspects told police they were not going to harm anyone with the the guns, but were going to do some recreational shooting. 18-year-old Dylan Slaughter, 21-year-old Brandon Liddell Richardson, and 22-year-old Vernon McDonald remain in jail on bonds of $30,000 each. A Bryan man convicted three times last year for driving with an invalid license went to jail again on the same charge. 25-year-old Marcel Oliver was released after posting bond and paying more than $3,400 in fines and court costs from tickets in past cases. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, Oliver was driving a vehicle that was stopped because the front seat passenger was also wanted. The officer who made the arrest noted Oliver has 13 suspensions on his driver's license. The passenger, 27-year-old Ronnie Ray Williams of Bryan, was arrested for a parole violation and warrants for evading arrest twice with a prior conviction and drug charges. And a Department of Public Safety trooper fired his gun to stop a vehicle that was headed for a Somerville police officer. A DPS news release reports no one was injured from last Thursday night's incident in Somerville. The driver of the vehicle, 36-year-old Richard Laredo Jr. of Somerville, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, felony evading arrest, and interfering with an emergency call. DPS was assisting the Burleson County Sheriff's Office with the investigation of a domestic violence case at the time of the gunfire, which was in a ditch off Highway 36. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 63 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day. That text line number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Mostly cloudy and warm today. It'll be breezy as well. Highs close to 80. We're at risk for an isolated shower during the day. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, mild tonight, 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy, scattered showers, and maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partial clearing, windy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're moving through the series of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra this year. Let's click ahead to Premier Market, which has kind of expanded. It's an opportunity to kind of make two or three days out of it.
Absolutely. Scott, may I go back for just 1 second,
let's
please?
Do. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to remember that the Ham Family Trust is sponsoring that particular concert. And, of course, CHI St. Joseph Health is our season sponsor.
Sure.
So thank you for letting me
put
that in.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, those are the people to help make it happen, that's
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. And on to the Premier Market, which is coming up. Oh, boy, I tell you, we are busy, busy, busy at this time of year. It's going to be April 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday, and opens up at 9 o'clock. And we have, oh, man, vendors from all over the United States. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I think the best one we've ever had, so we hope everyone will come out. It's just $5 for both days, mm-hmm. and you get to, if you want to, there's even, you know, special something you can buy to have mimosas before the event at 9 o'clock, or Even Bloody Mary's on Saturday. Just something kind of fun to make it a little special, too.
Well, shop for yourself or shop for the rest of the year. You can get your, you know, ladies, they plan ahead for that kind of stuff. They see something to think about, hey, that'll be Christmas. And there hasn't been a year we haven't gone and bought something, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, graduation is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day, Father's Day. And for those really organized people, go ahead and get your Christmas stuff now and hide it in your house someplace.
That's it. And we did. I think last year's Christmas present we bought at Premier Market.
Oh, so, fantastic.
But again, that's because my wife plans ahead. All right, Texas Tenors, that's coming up on the 29th. I'll mention that.
Absolutely. Our Pops concert, we can hardly wait for that. And, young gentlemen, they have been throughout the entire world. Billboard top 10 artists. Mm-hmm. Just incredible. They're going to be doing everything from country, pops, classic, Broadway. It's going to be the whole thing, and it is really going fast. They have fan groups all over Texas, over the United States, all over the world, and they've been calling like crazy to get tickets. Great. And so get your ticket now. Now is the time.
Yep. So that wraps the season, but we ought to at least remind people, of course, Derby Days is coming up. That's in May, but you need to make your plans.
Now's the time to buy the table, and there's just about 4 or 5 spaces left, if I remember.
Okay.
And it's going to be wonderful. It's at the Equine Center this year. Cafe mm-hmm. XL is doing the food, and it's going to be, you know, our usual wonderful silent auction, live auction. There's some really, really cool stuff. In fact, I saw something. One of them's a trip to the actual Derby, and you stay in this old Victorian home. It's quite something. But that's just one of the many that's there. So put it on your calendar. Have a good time because, you know, you don't have to wear your tux. You don't have to get all dressed up. You just, you know, if you would like to wear a big old hat and have fun and this is the, I always say it's the most fun event in the Brazos Valley.
And the Texas Tenors wrap up the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra season on the 29th. And, of course, don't forget Derby Day. If you want some more information, go to the website.
BVSO.org, our website. And if you need tickets, you can go to the box office at 845-1234.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
The Community Interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan-College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide our listeners with local news, weather, sports, and information on a daily basis. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We love to hear from our listeners. Text us your comments, news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line, powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with new outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. New items available and more arriving soon. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
841 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mr. Downs is in the building. He's promised he'll come visit with us later. I don't know if now would be a good time to do the refrigerator etiquette or wait until he's here.
Oh, good
to
point.
Maybe weigh in on that. So, and we'll do the Stephen Hawking burial when he gets here because, you know, he's all about science.
Right.
We'll do that. Guy in Iowa faced legal action after calling his hometown smelly.
Oh.
Josh Harms posted to a website saying the town of Sibley smelled like, quote, rancid dog food, end quote. City officials threatened him with a lawsuit. He went to the ACLU of Iowa for help. ACLU able to win an injunction against the town of Sibley, and now they owe damages of $20,000 in legal fees.
Oh, wow.
The city is argued to undergo the first.
Man.
Yeah, and here's the deal. They're going to have to undergo First Amendment training. Harm says he's launching a website called SibleyStinks.com. Town is the home of an animal processing plant.
Ah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Now, long ago, I don't know if it's still there in Belton, they used to have a horse rendering plant.
Oh. Ooh.
And it smelled like one.
Yeah.
Just saying. In the meantime, so when was the last time you were at Sam's?
Oh, I don't go to Sam's.
Okay.
So, but maybe, I mean, within the last, like, 4 years.
I don't have room to buy in bulk.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's all about buying in bulk. And, right. You know, you think about how you might not need that much whatever. But, you know, you could.
Uh-huh.
Now, they may have hit the high point. Sam's is now selling a 9-pound tub of Oreo frosting.
Whoa. 9-pound
It comes in a big bucket. And I guess you're supposed to frost cupcakes with it.
I was going to say, I don't even know. Like, so just the middle of the Oreo?
Yeah, right, okay. Exactly. You should take it to the couch, actually, and just sit there with a wooden spoon to watch over.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. If you do take down the entire bucket, that'd be 16,380 calories, 936 grams of fat, 1,500 grams of sugar. Hey, but it's got protein in it.
Oh, good.
117 grams of protein.
Good. This is actually a buttercream, like Oreo cookies and cream.
Oh.
So it's not just the white frosting. There are chunks of Oreos. It's a perfectly sweet whipped icing. So, yeah.
She's reading right off their website, right?
Delish.com.
Oh, okay. I thought she came up with this all on her own.
Oh, no. But I wanted to see a picture of it just to see what it was. But, yeah, no, it's actually like a cookies and cream whipped icing.
Well, and the thing is, you'll never get it all out of there. So, you know, you can just hand that over to the kids. Let them go to town when you think you've
got
all the stuff
out
of there.
Bit.
It
yeah.
would. Matter of fact, get it. I mean, you think about a little kid sticking his hand in a bucket, he'd have frosting up to his forearm.
So, yeah, you could use it for all sorts of things.
There you are. Millennials have a reputation of being very non-confrontational. And it's definitely.
Except on social media.
Oh, man. Everybody's a.
They are, you're right.
Big-time fighter on social media.
They will do that.
It's not face-to-face.
According to a new survey, 1 in 8 millennials say they'd rather get fired from their job with a text or an IM rather than face-to-face.
We're all a bunch of weenies.
Yeah.
Survey found that 86% of them prefer to do all their work communications by text or email. Only 14% like doing things in person over the phone. Mm. But, you know, if you have a serious situation you need to discuss with somebody, electronic ain't going to work. It's just not.
Yeah, it's not.
We already know that texting can be misunderstood.
Suck it up and do it in person.
That's right. Texting can be misunderstood on every possible level.
Yeah.
To wit, so here we are a week beyond Facebook being the devil on earth. So do you know anybody who's dropped Facebook?
Oh, since all of this happened?
A lot of people.
Have they really?
I don't know anyone personally.
Since this has happened? I don't know. But, I mean, people over time, they get tired of it.
Well, they do. You know, again, read like the 15th article that's probably placed by Facebook saying, but remember that the people who you were only connected with through Facebook.
You'll lose forever.
Exactly. And, you know, most of the time, those are transgenerational too, right? You know,
transgender people.
Because you know, your grandparents may have decided Facebook was the place to be, and you know, when you got a new puppy, you're supposed to share that with Gramps.
Right.
If you have a baby and don't post a picture.
So, I mean, what you have to do is you have to come up with other forms of communication with them.
If you get rid
of the Facebook.
Text messaging or email.
Yeah,
if they can work Facebook, they can email.
Well, they can. That's
right.
You
have to have an email to get Facebook.
They can do that, but the thing is, the younger person needs to remember to do that.
You actually have to send out messages.
Any number of parents would say, I text my child and they never return the text.
I always respond to my parents.
Well, but you're not that young anymore. I'm talking 19-year-olds.
Yep, because my brother's 7 years younger than me,
okay.
And he never responds unless it is like a specific question that needs a specific response, and even sometimes then he doesn't.
All right, I see, and there's a
I write back all the time.
Right, there's a perfect example. You were raised in the same house.
Oh yeah.
How is it that it's that different?
I think there's just a difference between people who are courteous and people who are jerks.
Are you calling my brother a jerk?
Well, I mean, why does he not answer?
Because he doesn't feel the need. He doesn't feel like it's necessary.
Because,
like, if my mom's just texting him about something and it's more of like a statement and he reads it, he's like, okay.
It's a generation. I mean, it really, and you're caught right
where I'm like, oh,
either side
cool.
of that.
I'm talking about people who get
respond.
Like, people who get like questions or something. I don't know. Just when you're trying to reach out to somebody, if they don't answer your message, and now I'm not saying just one time, because that happens.
That does happen.
Every now and then you'll forget to mention somebody back. But if you purposefully just don't answer?
Yeah.
That's just rude.
It is. You're right. And yeah. And quite often it happens to be children who lived in your house who will do that.
Your own kids.
I'll call my kids out on that.
All your jerky siblings.
That's it. They're busy, huh? You're that busy?
Yeah.
All right. So, speaking of old,
you had time to binge 9 episodes.
Yeah, of whatever? That's
yeah,
exactly
but you
right.
Can't you can't call me back?
You need to text your brother to call your parents. Call your mother right now today.
She hasn't been on her paper route
It just depends when he really, really needs
things. She hasn't been on her paper route yet. So
I haven't. No,
I just heard you guys talking about old, and I knew that I had something I could contribute.
Well, you know, we were discussing the very situation where Chelsea and her brother are 7 years apart. She'll return. She will answer a text to her that's not a question. Her brother won't, and so we were having that discussion about how Youngs just will not answer.
That's a guy thing.
Is it a guy?
That's true, too. It could be a gender thing.
I guess that could be
I don't feel the need. You know, message received, got it good, going on.
Right, right.
K. That's all you have.
K. That's why that letter was introduced,
K.
so that we would have that.
I got that. I had one of those things on Thursday. I had, like, 5 emails from this woman in Washington, D.C., who kept saying, have you gotten my letters? Have you gotten my emails? Have you got my emails? Have you got my emails? And I keep saying, yes. Finally, I called her and I said, would you please look in your spam filter just this once? Oh, wow, you've been replying to me all day, haven't you? Yes, I have.
Now, so we're gonna do refrigerator etiquette in just a couple of minutes. And these people are way over the top. This lady is seriously different than we
it's
are here.
It's been that kind of day.
It really has. Now, you've been in radio station management for
100 years.
Okay. So with
this month.
With 100 years experience there, and then also was actually on the broadcast side where he had an air shift for another 43 years. So now there's 143 years of experience here that you can draw from.
All the wisdom. Yeah.
What was the strangest excuse that you ever heard for an employee not making their air shift? Do you remember one that sticks out? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and he's, look, it's an awful story.
Okay.
But he cleaned up and he's flown right. It has a good ending as a person.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
So what? Give me a name. Give me a name that I can use. Any name that I can use for anonymizing purposes.
Joe.
Joe.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Well, Joe, what's the deal? Well, I missed my shift because I got caught with some marijuana and I got arrested.
Just a morning, afternoon, evening shift?
It was afternoon.
Okay.
Afternoon
right.
shift.
Got,
he
got
didn't show up.
Marijuana,
he said,
got arrested.
I got caught with some marijuana and I got arrested. Yeah. And I said, oh, Joe, I said, well, you know, okay. How much did they get you with?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, about 100 kilos.
Radio not paying like it should.
Oh,
yeah.
Joe, no.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, Joe, you can't stay here.
No, no.
I said, that was exactly my reply to him. I said, oh, Joe, you can't stay here longer, man.
That's a lot for personal use.
You'll be busy in the legal system anyway.
Yeah.
But he straightened up and he flew right and everything.
He did.
Okay.
I heard this all happened very, very far to the north. He was working for some bad guys that were very far to the south.
Oh, okay.
And it was interesting. When they picked him up, they also went and picked up the guys where he was dropping all of this off.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't do any of that two-way mirror stuff for him. They actually lined the guys up in the room, and
really?
They had him walk in front of each one of them and say,
"Oh, that's
what
not
he
the way
knew.
It shows on TV."
No, it's not. But by golly, it certainly got his cooperation.
Well, that's wonderful.
Forever.
And I was going to say, and so hopefully he's
he has it's just spotless, good. Spotless,
he,
clean.
Great. He's
good
a,
American.
He's a PTA dad now. It cuts out flowers and all
served
that kind of stuff.
Served his time.
Okay.
And,
did his stuff.
What do you do when you get pulled over like that? Especially if you're a jock, right? If you're a DJ. Hello, officer. How are you doing?
Well, it's first, do you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
Right.
Yeah. There
I'm a third of the infomaniacs.
There wasn't any talking because when he topped that hill, there were 12 police cars on the other side.
So it's kind of like they were planning on him being there.
They were kind of waiting for him. They had the welcome mat already rolled out. But that was the weirdest
one. That's a good one. Refrigerator etiquette. Coming up.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive.
Young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
Keep it cool in the summertime. Just any pool won't do, we go big time. Still the one and only classic. Always the hottest, coolest night. Always Schlitterbahn. Always the hottest, coolest night. Come play Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
854, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So now, and again, it's always an adventure to open the refrigerator, especially on Mondays, because then, you know, you never know if there might be a stray something
stuff.
Left.
A stray, yeah.
A stray something
there's
or another.
There's a real possibility of a stray in the station refrigerator.
Debbie Main, who's an etiquette expert for thespruce.com, says offices should have specific rules for refrigerator real estate.
Oh, of course. That would fix it all. Why hadn't I thought about putting a sign up with a rule on it?
I know. Imagine.
Why didn't I do that? I know. I'll do something. I'll say, your mother doesn't work here, so clean up after yourself.
I like
that'll
that.
Fix it.
Keep a box of baking soda or order odor absorber somewhere in the fridge at all times. Once someone breaks.
So you just found a phrase you can't say.
No, that's right. Yeah, well, fortunately, it doesn't turn into something that we'd get fined for.
Yeah.
Once someone breaks the rules a certain number of times, they're banned from the fridge for
Ooh,
a week.
Oh, I like that. Ooh. Oh, a week. Oh, forever.
Oh, come on. Like, everything that's ever happened to our fridge has happened under cover of darkness.
Yeah.
The CIA
True.
Should...
True. No one knows who actually
the
is
CIA
the
CIA should hire
party.
Our people for yeah. spies because they can do anything to the coffee pot and to the refrigerator, and no one knows who
no
did it.
No one
True.
Knows.
Require the workers label food containers with their names.
What a clever idea.
Yeah. Prohibit users from leaving anything in the fridge overnight.
What?
That's not real.
That's crazy.
That is because we bring large quantities. Like I got right. a bag of oranges I got to put in there today.
Exactly.
Restrict the amount of refrigerator space workers can use.
Everybody gets a little taped off square.
Exactly. Don't you're all my stuff. You're touching my tape. This should be determined by the side of the refrigerator and, of course, the number of people who use it. And, of course, ban certain smelly foods. Or other things that would offend other people.
I swear they bring smelly foods from other floors in this building and store them in there.
Or they cook hummus for breakfast.
As long as there's space in the freezer for the Bluebell ice cream.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what matters.
And there usually is.
Did you hear what happened at the golf tournament? This is major.
They had a Bluebell ice cream cooler in the hospitality tent, but inside of it was Blue Ribbon ice cream.
Oh, wow.
See, this is not good.
Ooh.
I mean,
false advertising.
Was that like a
I think
misprint
it's because,
or
I think
somebody...
it's because the Houston Open lost their sponsorship this year, and they couldn't get the good stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
They still had the cooler, but they couldn't get the product.
They said, we got these coolers. Nobody's going, Blue Ribbon, Blue Bell.
They did
you know,
pretty
yeah,
good.
Blue Bonnets. It's whatever.
Yeah, pretty good name liquor. But,
so, so now, who are you picking in the big basketball
the Masters?
Game tonight?
Oh.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Haven't thought about it a lot.
Yeah, okay. the team with those really tall guys.
That's the one. Now, listen, I know the time is ticking away when it comes to this wedding thing. So if we need a consolation prize.
A university in Strasbourg, France, offering what's believed to be the country's first diploma in wine studies. Over the course of a year, students will cover topics including the neuroscience behind good wine and pedology, the study of soil. And yes, there will be wine tasting sessions. A local vineyard owner sponsoring the course saying the aim is to teach students to distinguish between wines that have the energy to make you salivate and those that do not.
Ooh.
The cost of a place, $6,000.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's about the same as a flight over and back.
For sure.
You know, so.
Yeah. And it's a year-long program?
Yeah. I think the Bonarigos are saying, now wait just a minute there. Right. Yeah. We can. We. Right. And besides, after, you've seen those wine tasting things, they one sip,
I
you
know.
Spit
they,
it
they,
out.
Yeah, they make you smell it a lot and all that, play with it. Just, no, I want to drink it.
That's not the way, that's not Chelsea style.
How's it taste when it's coming right out of the bottle?
Does it give me a headache the next
day? That's exactly
right.
That's the key. If you're not going to watch the Final Four tonight, or the championship tonight, it's The Voice on NBC. Man, it starts at 7 o'clock, and American Idol on ABC. Zach, which one of those are you watching?
Where did Zach go?
Where did Zach go?
He has not been talking for the last 5 minutes, so I assumed he
Scott
wasn't
turned
here.
Me off, I've been literally talking this entire time, and no one's heard
you
me.
You should walk over and point at me.
I figured you would catch it eventually, but you never did.
Hell no, I had paper covered it.
It was the Downs Delusion Reeves. It was the Double D and Reeves show.
The show's over, so sorry, Zach.
Well, that's it now, and I guess you didn't get a chance to watch the burying of Stephen Hawking's ashes. That took place.
No, I didn't.
Was that
R.I.P.
on YouTube?
You know, I missed a whole lot. It was that whole Easter thing sort of tied me up, you know, and April Fool's.
Oh,
that confluence there.
Together for the first time
Which,
since
by the way, you've been so suckered in with stuff.
I know.
The Whataburger Burger King thing and those fans.
Oh,
I'd love
the fans and the glasses and all that. Yeah. That's why they do April Fool's for people like me. All right, we're back tomorrow. Zach, I'll let you stay the whole time.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, WTAW College Station, Brian.